Our old place out home in the back end of the county, it used to have lots of it on it, but it ain't got no more.
Is that what you call them?
Yeah, rails, yeah.
Well, I think they build them in different parts of the country. You have, how are they shaped, sort of zigzag?
Yeah, we laid them in a worm shape, you know. They call it lay the worm and then build them. The man that went in front laid the worm as one rail to the place, you see, and then the others followed behind and
they just keep stacking
them. Yeah, they've got them 8 or 10 rails high, or what they want.
Well, they weren't fastened together anyway, were they?
No, just laid crossways of one another, just like that. Just like that. Crossed up on them, just like that.
Mm-hmm.
And you laid your crook in there, just like
that. Well, did you ever call them a worm fence?
No, we just
never called them a worm fence.
Just called it laying the worm. The first one was just, we call it the worm.
Oh, yeah.
Laying the worm on the fence.
Well, what about this kind of fence that you see? I think you see these usually in town. A bunch of sort of stakes,
flat, sharp
on the top.
Yeah. Slat fence.
Slat fence. Do you ever call that a picket fence?
Yeah. Picket fence, slat fence.
And then what do you call the things that you, on a barbed wire fence, that you attach the wire to?
Post.
Mm-hmm. I mean, and if you had more than one of them, you call them.
Yeah.
What do you say?
Fence post. This is called a fence post.
Then I don't guess you have many loose rocks around and stones around in the fields.
Oh, lots of places do, yeah.
Do you ever make a fence out of those?
No, we never did make a fence out of them. We just haul them up and pile them in big piles to get them out of the way.
Yeah. Up in New England, they got so many of them that they make rock fences.
Do they?
Yeah. But I haven't seen any around here.
No, we don't think no around here.
I think they have some up in Michigan.
They'll take them sometimes to make a wall, rock wall around the place where they don't want it to slide in. You know,
yeah. And what does your wife call all the dishes that she uses, good dishes?
Well, she calls them dishware and ware, or what you call it, you know, something like that.
Do you ever call them chinaware or china?
Well, sometimes, yeah. Just of which we speak first, you know.
Yeah. Well, is there either way sounds
well,
natural?
Generally, if they have chinaware, you know, they have a different safe for it, set it itself, and then they have another dish they use every day that they call just regular dishes, you know.
Mm-hmm. By the way, you said you put them in a safe. You have, is that what you call the thing that you put the
dishes
in?
Yeah, the safe. That's
my grandmother had one of those things. You don't see them anymore. Have you ever seen them? What does yours look like?
Oh, it's a tall, the old-fashioned safe. I guess they're 5 foot high, and they're about that wide, about that thick, and they had shells in them, you see.
Mm-hmm.
Just so far apart. You just put your dishes in there. And
does it have a glass door? Or
yeah, some of them did. Some of them didn't have no glass door. They had doors with panels in them with a piece of tin. This punch full of holes.
Yeah, I remember seeing them.
But they don't make them like that no more around, I don't think. You don't see no more of them old safes like that. We got one of them. Yep. We give it away when we move them out here. Family old people.
Well, what do you call the thing that you let down in the well to draw the water up?
You call it a well bucket.
Mm-hmm. Is that usually made out of wood or metal?
It's
or what?
Sink. It's like a washing tub or something.
You don't make any, what do you call the thing that you milk in?
You call it a milk pail.
And would you ever call that a milk bucket?
Yeah. Yeah.
But you usually call it a
milk pail.
And then what about the thing that you put garbage in?
They call it a garbage can.